from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Will Levis, an actual cologne scent is being has been made for him, and it's going to be for sale. Hellman's mayonnaise smell. People are saying they would wear the barbershop scent. Apple Jolly Ranchers. Black pepper. Not too bad. Cannabis. I knew that was coming. Dog paws. Dog paws smell great. Really? They smell like Fritos. Okay. Yeah. They smell like Fritos.
this might be weird, but I like smelling my dog's paws.
I did. I used to smell Gibson's feet.
I used to like smelling Stanley right after a fresh grooming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, man, he smelled good.
Yeah. Coffee shop. Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
I mean, that's
does
candles,
that have a smell?
Man.
That's candles.
That's
yeah.
A bunch of scents.
Yeah.
It smells good in
yeah.
there.
It do smell good.
Puppy breath. We're sensing a theme here. New tires. That's the second one of those. Tire shop was another one.
Now, what about Abercrombie and Fitch? Like walking
that has
in there,
a smell.
Man.
Yeah.
Back in the day was bad.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Man, I walked past there. I want to say it was a couple months ago, and it was light as hell in there. They changed the.
Oh,
whole
it used
vibe.
To be dark.
It used to be dark in there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even recognize it. It looked like I was in American Eagle or something.
Yeah. They changed like their whole.
They
like,
changed the whole vibe. Mm, man.
The whole clothing and everything.
I know they light bill used to be low.
Oh yeah. Man. Somebody said the smell of OG sauce. Thank you very much. I'll see what I can do.
Pandering.
I'll see what I can do. All right. So we were just talking about how the. Getting to 53 is going to be really, really difficult for the Texans. They might have to move some players. They might have to cut some players. So the score has come out with the most likely trade candidates as we're winding down training camp and the preseason. Some of these have nothing to do with the Texans. Some of them are very much out there. The running backs that have been mentioned, because maybe that's something that the Texans could look at. They don't do a lot for me. The Bears, Khalil Herbert, whatever. Miles Sanders, maybe a little bit of interest there from the Panthers. You know, they've added some guys. He was Chuba Hubbard's backup. Samaje Perine, he's cheap. That's one good thing for him. But they also mention a Texan as a prime trade candidate.
Yeah.
They mention Robert Woods.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I thought he would have been gone.
Yeah.
I thought they was gonna cut him early on before minicamp even started.
Mm-hmm.
But he been hanging around, man. It seemed like they gonna keep him.
I could see Nick Cassero working here. Like, if they really like, and I know they do, John Metchie, despite all his struggles lately and other things, I could see you got a 32-year-old wide receiver, has good pedigree, has been on good teams. He may not have had a huge year last year, but he had some good games.
Yeah, he was very important.
Yeah, he was
CJ Stroud.
Played durable, played in 14 games, 40 catches, 426 yards. I could see where they kept Robert Woods with the intent of maybe moving him. Mm. We'll see.
Yeah, it's tough. Like I said, it's a lot of receivers to go around to, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the math ain't mathing. And by default, you got to get rid of somebody. You can't keep all of these guys.
Yeah, but would you rather have Robert Woods or John Metchie?
I'd rather have Robert Woods.
I would rather have Robert Woods. I mean, you're just playing for this year, you know, with him anyway. I think he's one of those guys that can just kind of...
Could this be more of a money thing? Like a money situation?
He's not that expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I know they'd be penny picking, but is it cheaper to keep Metchie or Robert Woods?
Well, it's cheaper to keep Metchie and you'd have control, but
Robert Woods got the production.
Robert Woods signed a 2-year, $15 million contract.
Now, let me ask y'all, who do y'all think gives y'all the most trade value, I guess, between the two? Like, what would the Texans
see? I think that's what I'm saying. I think I could see Nick Cassero working here.
Yeah.
Like, he's always four moves ahead, you know, and he might be thinking, I ain't going to cut Robert Woods. We're going to keep Robert Woods. You know, he's going to, you know, he's got value. He's a guy that has performed, you know, pretty well. He's played on really good playoff teams. Somebody somewhere is going to need a wide receiver.
Yeah. I could see him waiting until, like, the cut days. Mm-hmm. Where some people might get cut or some receivers might get hurt.
Yeah.
And maybe they hit up the Houston Texans and see about Robert Woods. Maybe that's like that little card in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Because that would give you a chance to keep Ben Skowronek. You know you're going to keep Noah Brown. There's five right altogether with the top three. And then you can make your decision on Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie.
Yeah.
And Steven Sims.
Man, it's a lot of receivers, man.
Hell, Quintez Cephas, like you said yesterday, he had a better game than Metchie for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's making the team.
I mean, I'm kidding, but.
Yeah, I don't think he's making the team, but like if we're talking about who played better,
mm-hmm.
Cephas was out there looking better, man.
Yeah, I could see where like this is a Nick Cassero special. Like he knows there's going to be a market for him out there. I don't know. All right, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, I agree with that. And I think it could potentially be a market for somebody like a Metchie, too.
Yeah.
I think somebody will get the tires on them.
But not as much as Robert Woods, kind of like what Chris was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I can see
like Robert Woods, you can get sixth.
Yeah.
And with Metchie, what? You'd get like maybe a third, fourth?
They might wait him out. No, way too much.
Yeah.
I would trade him now
if we get a third.
Yeah.
But nah, I think you probably looking around seventh. Fifth or sixth, seventh, somewhere around there.
Or they might wait him out to get cut. Definitely. They know what he's doing.
Definitely a third day pick.
Yeah. But Woods, you can get a little something and then move from there. So Texans are taking the field right now. By the way, you're going to have a chance to win two Texans tickets to the bullpen front row for Saturday's game in the noon hour. And I'll just say this. I got to confess, we're going to give away those tickets. So that is a hint. The Texans are going to be having these three practices and then the game on Saturday. Then I think they're going to kind of shut things down. These practices, I love the heat. I'm one of those guys. Hell, I got home yesterday afternoon and did my yard. I mean, it's not a big yard, but yeah. I did my yard. I like sweating. I like being out there. But I also worry, you know, and take precautions like everybody does. Like practicing at 11:30 in Houston.
Yeah, this really bothers you,
it really bothers
you,
me. It really does.
I have no issue with this, man.
Yeah. It's brutal, man.
I wonder if the players have any issues with it.
Oh, I think some do. I think some would. Here's the thing. Like, they're so good over there. They have those monitors they put on every player. They regulate their heat. They regulate, you know, how hydrated they are, their speed and their performance. Like, they're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not worried about, like, their health or whatever. I'm just saying, like, this is – I guess part of it is, like, when coaches often say, like, well, we got to get this advantage, you know, because we're going to play some noon games. And that's why they're doing it. They play noon Saturday. They play, play noon next week. And then they got a lot of noon games in the regular.
They got pretty much three straight noon games because even the season opener.
But that's indoors, but still.
Yeah, but it's noon.
Yeah. Coaches like to have this like psychological advantage. And there's, you know, I do believe there's might be something to it, but I don't think it's that much. Like practicing in the heat, practicing in the cold. Remember when Belichick used to put them out there in like blizzards for full blown practice? I just think that's overvalued.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of value to it just so you don't, you know, you won't be like shocked when you have to and it'd be the first time you ever playing in a blizzard. But I don't think it's a thing where you must practice in a blizzard.
Yeah.
I do think sometimes practicing in the rain, that could kind of help you get used to it, you know, ball control and stuff
now,
like that.
Now, the rain, I'll get.
But I don't think it's like, oh, you got, like, looking at team, I mean, I guess this might be a bad example, but looking at a team like Miami that, you know, obviously don't play in snow and see how bad they did in Kansas City.
No, that's fair.
That's kind of like, but I really don't look at stuff like that too much. Like, oh, this is a L.A. team, so they can't play in the snow and all that stuff.
Well,
I don't look at it. I don't really look at it like
that. I just think these are tough dudes that can handle any situation. If you're saying you got to get used to the heat and that's going to be advantage, I think that's overvalued. And by the way, the roof is often closed. I know there's a giant hole in it right now, but the roof is often closed. I just don't think it's that big of a value.
Yeah, maybe it's just kind of, I guess, toughen them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I know it ain't going to matter. I know they ain't going to play in Miami Heat or nothing like that, but maybe it's just to kind of toughen them up a little bit.
Maybe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.